Dunkin' Cold K cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Okay. God, I love saying that. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker. Just brew over ice and sip in seconds. Bold, smooth Dunkin'. Taste you know and love. Find Dunkin' Cold Coffee in the roasted coffee aisle. Noom uses the latest in proven behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good. Noom builds personal plans that can meet an individual's needs, takes into account dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs to build a plan that works for you. Through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching, their platform has helped millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. I think a lot of intelligence has gone into the whole Noom system. They really think about how humans live, how they think, what their psychology is, and it's all been used to help people control their weight. So stay focused on what's important to you with the Noom psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom, N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now, wherever books are sold.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Riley. You've caught us at a bad time. This is Conan O'Brien needs a fan.
Hi, Riley. How are you?
Hi, guys. Kia ora. I'm very good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Riley, first of all, in the order of business, where are you right now?
I am in the South Island of New Zealand in a little town called Hokitika.
Hokitika? Oh, okay.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah, sure. No one's heard of Hokitika. It's a small town. You're on a little island south of New Zealand. Wow.
No. In South New Zealand.
Island of New Zealand.
So I see.
Yeah, it's I was in the North Island for a while, but we moved to the South Island, and it's like a different country. It's absolutely amazing. It's, you know, giant mountains, nothing to kill you in the wild. So
are you Hobbit country?
It is Hobbit country. Yeah, so it's the majority of Lord of the Rings was filmed in the South Island.
Now I know where you are. Okay, that's extraordinary. I know that Peter Jackson shot the movies in New Zealand, but that's incredible countryside where you live. Just beautiful, gorgeous.
It is so beautiful. And I basically live in a hobbit house. I live in a container house, which is 40 feet, and I'm quite hairy. So you could call me Frodo Baggins if you'd like.
Wait a minute. Riley, let's back up the bus just a second. You said you live in a container house. What's a container house?
So it's a container, a 40-foot container, like a shipping container that's been converted very slightly. It's quite rough into a house. So we all live in like one bedroom. We poop into a bucket.
Oh,
wait a minute. Who's we all? Toilet. Who's we all?
The poop club.
Well, it's myself, my beautiful wife. We've married 8 years today.
And my two.
I'm not going to celebrate this marriage until I find out a little
fair
more.
Fair enough.
I'm not going to yay. You're in a shipping container, dude. You live in a shipping container that you say is 40 feet?
40 feet.
By what?
Yeah, 40 By what? Feet. It's small. It's small. And we got four dogs and two beautiful children, 6-year-old and a 3-year-old girl. They're both girls and they're my world. But it
no,
does,
I'm sorry. Your you know, world I'm six... is a shipping container. That's what your world is, Riley.
I've got a wife that's real understanding. You know, I'm 6'3", 280 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I can fit in this house. There's a doorway that I'm getting a little chubby around my tummy at the moment. I used to be a lot more ripped. And then I can fit in this doorway just if I move sideways. And that gets me to the toilet. So it's motivation for me to keep slim.
The toilet is a bucket.
It's a beautiful bucket, though. You know, it's orange.
I'm sorry.
So it's my favorite color, Conan.
You sold me. Yeah.
Does it flush and have plumbing? Or is it just...
No.
Okay.
It doesn't. It's a compostable toilet. And every second day, you know, we put sawdust once we've done our business. Then we, every second day, we take it out into the bush and pour it into a big area where all our stuff lay, and then we can use that as compost. So if you ever come over, Conan, you can eat some of our beautiful fruit and vegetables that's made from our feces.
Wow. Maybe the nicest offer I've had in many a year. If you'd like to join me in my small box, you can eat from our shit, says Riley. Riley, I'm sorry. Is the bucket, I hate to get too graphic, but is the bucket inside the shipping container? Because there's no amount of sawdust in the world. I mean, what are you talking about? You're in a small 40-foot by 6-foot trailer, and you're pooping into a bucket.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Now I'm depressing him.
I know.
Did you not realize?
It's the high life.
Is there a separated room? There is a little room divider for
a curtain.
It is a little room. Okay. Yes. There is a little. So what we've got is there's a bucket. There's a toilet seat, and then there is a hole that has a fan on it that blows all the bad air out. So it's not that bad. It's not the worst thing in the world. And
well,
like
no,
I said,
it's not having acid put into your empty eye socket. You're right. It's not
it's
the worst
next
thing
in
the
line,
world.
Though.
But it's right next to it, because I have a list here of the worst things in the world. And acid in the eye socket is one worse than poop bucket in a container in a very hot environment. Riley, and you say your wife's okay with this life. Did she accept this life right away, or did it take a while for her to acquiesce?
She's Scottish, so she's very frugal. So she
wants
to save money.
She's used to living in a shitty environment. Everyone in Scotland immediately is like, yeah, if it's between Scotland or a shithole, I guess I'd take the shithole.
Come on. That's
his saves money on power and water and fertilizer. So those three things are saved. So she's very, very happy. I mean, last time I spoke to her about it, she was happy about it. But 8 years marriage, you know, I must be doing something right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I don't mean to, and I'm just going to say this, shit on your life in any way. Because you seem like a happy person, and I'm sure it's a nice situation. But I just think having all these, it sounds like you have a lot of animals too, in addition to children. Mm. And it's a very confined space. So do people take turns using the house and then other people go outside?
It basically, we're just a very close family. We stayed in a bigger house for a little while. And I always thought we didn't communicate as much as we did if we're in each other's face. Now, it's a little bit, you know, we do have to rub shoulders with each other quite regularly. But... And when my daughters grow older, you know, when they're only 6 and 3 now, when they grow older, we might have some issues. But for now...
Oh, Riley, you are going to have issues.
Where are they now? I imagine they're just right off screen.
Yeah.
I'm actually in my little camper van outside the front of my house. So it's a little crappy camper van, and they're inside. I've banished them to the container.
Oh, so you're not in the container right now?
No, no. And we also got a house bus down. We've got 5 acres... So which is two and a half hectares. So we've got a house bus on the property that you will stay in when you come, Conan. And Sona and Matt. It's beautiful. It's got its own bucket. We don't share a bucket, so it's got its own bucket.
Oh, so I don't have to bring a bucket.
Okay.
I love that, because whenever I put my shit bucket in the overhead compartment on Delta, they get all in my face.
I thought they would.
Excuse me, sir. I'm like, hey, it's my shit bucket.
Yeah, you should have emptied it first before you tried to put it in the overhead bin.
I was late to get to the flight. I didn't want to miss it.
You do that every second day. It was an off day.
Yeah, it was an off day. Okay, so Riley, what do you do for a living? How does one... I mean, obviously, you don't have to make a lot since your fertilizer, water, and food is free. But still, what is your... What do you do?
A combination of things. So we moved down here from Auckland to live more simply, as you can tell by where we live. And we run a swim school.
You nailed that a long time ago.
Yeah.
So you run a swim school.
We run a swim school. I teach children guitar, and I run an anime podcast called the Anime Dad Podcast, where I have one Patreon. So that's bringing us $2 a month in as well. So we've got a combination of things.
You have an? Are you interested in anime? Then I imagine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I am. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Are you
it.
An
it,
artist? Do you create anime? Are you an artist yourself?
I do draw. Yeah, for sure. A lot of different things, but no, anime.
I'm
being shown
something right now that you drew.
I believe this is what you would like Conan to be as a cosplay character. Is that right?
Yeah. Who is that? Red Riot. Yeah, that'll be a. It's called. His name is Red Riot Kirishima. What he does, his body gets hard.
Oh, you bet it does. You bet it does. And yes, you have captured me perfectly.
So he has a full body erection? What do you mean? It gets hard. What do you
mean? He has a full body erection, and that's how he fights off villains. So it's a kid's show.
Because no villain wants to hear him. Every villain's like, whoa! Whoa! All right, dude, whatever.
That's a bit much even for me.
Come on, Sony, you've seen
that's
me
from
without
my Hero
shirt.
Academia.
Yeah, that's exactly you.
I do. I do, take pretty good care. The old carriage.
Yeah. I can see that bicep popping when you're lifting that teacup up there.
Oh, man.
Oh,
you're not seeing the half of it, dude.
That's a cool character.
You are talented. That's a very good drawing. Yeah. That's very good.
Yeah. I'm going to say I drew that. Yep, I did. That's great.
You didn't. Computer?
That's okay. I can probably draw that if you'd like me to. But no, you are a human embodiment of an anime character. You've got the hair, you've got the good looks, you've got the muscle, you've got the average size penis. You know, it's a combination of...
You know, it's all proportional, Riley. It's all proportional. So yes, normal size, but then so big that it can often appear at a quick glance.
What?
Okay.
Listen, Riley, I'm just kidding. Of course, massive. The old anaconda. A lot of beaches out there, but only one beach is the beach.
Why did your voice change?
You heard me. Only one beach is the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Say it with me. Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach.
You didn't. That's just a phrase.
Sorry.
You don't have to say it with me. Myrtle Beach is 60 miles where you belong. Can you believe that? Everyone always talks about Myrtle Beach being the best beach. So much so that people refer to it as the beach.
Yeah.
The beach is where your best self comes out. Myrtle Beach has 60 miles of uninterrupted coastline and endless things to do on your trip. You love to eat, do ya?
Yeah.
Oh, I know the answer to that one. There are over 2,000 restaurants serving up fresh seafood, southern classics, and low country cuisine. Love music? Who doesn't? Live music is the soundtrack to the beach, or as I call it, the beach. There's live music every night of the week, all year round. Plan your trip to the beach at visitmyrtlebeach.com. You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
Car Shield. Mm. Car Shield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of Car Shield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield. CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need Car Shield.
I do. And, you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So Car Shield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, Car Shield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit carshield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's carshield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Conan to lock in your price today.
Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. Sona, is your money, is it working for you? Is it just kind of sitting around being lazy?
I mean, it's underneath my mattress. Isn't that where it should be?
I know that's what we were taught by our great-grandparents.
Yeah.
But your hard-earned cash should always be working towards a better financial future.
Mm.
It's nice to be in the driver's seat and have autonomy when making investments, which is easy to do with Robinhood.
Mm.
You might know Robinhood pioneered free stock trading. Change the face of investing. Mm. They're still doing it today. They offer innovative products like IRAs, EFTs, options, and more to over 26 million funded accounts.
What?
With Robinhood, it's simple to make investments towards your future goals, whatever those may be.
Hmm.
We all have some bucket list items to cross off, and Robinhood has tools to help pursue them. Investing a small amount now could make a big difference 30 years down the road. I'm telling you.
I need someone to tell me what to do with my money because I don't know anything.
Yeah, your money's falling out of your pocket right now.
I know.
It's just wherever Sona goes, there's a trail of money.
I just stuff all of my earnings into my pockets.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. Well, it's good you don't make that much. Well, anyway, take your financial future by the reins. Download the app or visit Robinhood.com to learn more. Investing involves risks and loss of principal is possible. Returns are not guaranteed, okay? Robinhood Financial LLC members, SIPC is a registered broker-dealer. Listen, Riley, I'm saying listen because I don't know what to say next. You live very simply, as Thoreau told us to. Thoreau told us that we should live very simple lives.
Yeah.
And you've done that, and you say it's brought you much happiness. I'm not sure if I go home to my wife tonight and say I talked to my pal Riley, and he seems to have found true happiness. Would you come with me to... you know,
this house bus,
this small 40-foot container, and we'll bring a bucket. I'm not sure that she would go with it, but it does feel like you're onto something. Yes,
it's great. It's great. We're surrounded by animals. We've got 70 chickens, a couple of ponies. We've got parrots. We've got goats, turtles, and the children. You know, we're in the bush, so we're quite hidden away from people, which is okay. I'm
do you
a people
miss,
person,
do you
but
miss
it's nice
people?
To be hidden.
Or do the parrot? You talk to the parrots. The parrots are like, "You're crazy! You're crazy! You're living in a container! Riley, you're insane!"
My wife is my best friend, so she's all I need. She really is. She's my best friend.
Wow.
She's my everything. And
I'd say that if
my
it were
children
too, but yeah.
So that's all I need. But we do have a lot of people. You know, most of our town is old, but they are, you know, most of them do think anime is a type of sushi, but they are lovely people overall. You know, they seem to help one another. And have you been to New Zealand at all, Conan?
I've not been to New Zealand, and I want to go. I very much want to go. Seriously.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd like to go. A good friend of mine was in New Zealand recently for a job and said it was absolutely lovely. So I'd love to see it.
You'll fit in really, really well. You'll fit in really, really well because they like, you know, Gandalf, and you're probably the size of Gandalf, the height of Gandalf from Lord of the Rings.
Wait, you're saying they'll like me because I'm tall like Gandalf?
Mm.
Now,
and
Gandalf the Grey
voice.
Or the original Gandalf or Gandalf the Grey?
Wow.
Or Gandalf the White. Yeah. Gandalf the Grey or Gandalf the White. See? I know my movies.
I'd say based on your complexion, Gandalf the White.
Yes. Okay. Right. That's kind of a no-brainer.
But that's right. That's like it's the more ascendant one, right?
Shall not pass!
There you go. Yeah, that's good.
Right? I could do that. I've talked to Ian McKellen many times.
You do that really, really well. You just fit in beautifully. Yeah, so in New Zealand, Lord of the Rings is not all we have, but it is.
Riley, it's the first thing people think is Lord of the Rings.
It is.
Did they shoot Xena, Warrior Princess there?
I think they did. Yeah, I think they did. Okay. But okay. They shoot a lot of things.
Why did you ask about Xena?
I don't know. Kind of have a thing for her.
Okay, but she's not there anymore.
She's one of those 90s crushes, you know.
Oh, okay, but I don't think she's there.
She's in the container, actually.
Oh! Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She's in the container. Everyone's in a container. When you talk about, there's a town that has regular houses, right? Not that yours isn't a regular house, but
it's not.
When you go into town, there are little homes and shops and things.
There are, yeah. So my town of Hokitika, that's where we run the swim school. We run it in a pool, not in a lake or the ocean. So there's a pool there in town, and it is, yeah, a bunch of lovely people. You know, we all look after each other, look out for each other. I think there's about 3,000, 4,000 people. I'm originally from, as you can hear from my voice, this is not the Kiwi accent that you'd expect. I'm South African originally.
Okay.
And we moved to New Zealand. So,
is there a movie theater in town? Is there a movie theater?
There is. And it's a lovely old theater that's got, someone jumps on a pedal bike to start the projector. No, it's an old theater, and it's like an old where they used to do like musicals and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's quite beautiful. Yeah,
what about
so we can watch
what about
together.
Medical? If there's a medical emergency, do you have to be flown to another island? I mean, I'm just trying to find out how rural this is.
Medical emergency, there's a hospital half an hour away. So as long as you've got half an hour to spare in your medical emergency, you're not going to die. So a hospital half an hour away. We're actually going to a place called Christchurch today for a bit of a weekend getaway for our anniversary. And that is 3 hours away. And that's a bigger city. So Christchurch is similar to Auckland, which you may have heard of. So it's a bigger city. We're going to eat McDonald's, you know, flush our toilets, do stuff that we don't usually do here, which is quite special.
You'd better after eating McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember when it was my anniversary and I told my wife, I'm taking you to McDonald's. Didn't go over. Didn't really go over with her.
See, that's my bar is really low. Like I said.
No, but that's what the genius of what you're doing, Riley, is that by living in this container, it's incredible. When you say we're going to go out and eat a McNugget, everybody just lights up.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
They do. There's not much. Literally, I could say to my daughter, they go into the house that we're staying at, they flush the toilet, and they can stay there for 2-3 hours just having fun flushing a toilet. It's like they're going to a...
It's time travel.
Yeah. You're right. It's very, very
it's
special.
It's fascinating. But like, they must really flip out when they... I mean, imagine if watching a toilet flush is exciting, then you get to go see a movie?
Wow, yeah.
That's incredible.
That's pretty cool,
You're
though.
Like, wow, let's see it top that toilet flush I just made. You know what I mean? It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's one step above. Yeah, toilet flush and then movie. But Conan, are you an anime watcher? I heard, because you look like an anime character, I suspect you watch a couple Pokemon.
I've watched some Studio Ghibli. Does that count?
Oh, yeah.
I've been watching some Studio Ghibli because my daughter's a big fan of anime and Studio Ghibli, and she's been showing me these different movies, and I love it.
I've been watching a lot of that with my daughter.
Yeah,
recently.
They're terrific. Same. They're so beautifully made. Hand, I think drawn by hand. They're really gorgeous.
Yeah.
They are gorgeous.
You
for
sound
sure.
skeptical. What was that? You acted like a doctor that just looked at my chart.
She would like Pokemon as well. I interviewed the voice actor for Ash Ketchum for Pokemon. She's a woman, and she's
name
incredible.
Dropper
Veronica Taylor. My best friend is. No, I'm not gonna name drop more.
This is just insufferable. You're insufferable, Riley. Now you've gone totally Hollywood on me. You know, I know some people too, Riley.
He flushes one toilet. This guy.
I get excited talking to people.
Hey, Riley, I have a question.
Enough.
I have a question. How do you even know about us? You're living out in the wilds. Are you a regular listener of the podcast? And do you listen through like a coconut? What's happening? I'm serious.
I've got a wind up radio. No, I watched you on TV when you were
a little
bit younger.
That's why you fled younger. Civilization. If I have to watch Conan one more time. Now I fled. I don't have television. I'll just listen to this simple podcast. Oh, no, it's him again.
He won't find me out here. He can't find me out here.
Do you listen to the podcast at all? Or?
I love the podcast. Sona, Matt, you guys are incredible. Conan, you're the kingpin. You guys work together so beautifully and so well, and you make my day and make me smile every single day. I probably rewatched your episodes so regularly. I could speak like you if I wanted to, but I'm not going to try.
No, don't. It would just make me feel bad about the way I sound. Riley, listen to me. I'm proud of you. And I'm going to say this because you have gone out into an extreme situation and you've made it work. And I think, I believe it was Emerson who said, simplify, simplify, simplify. Mm. Keep it simple.
Mm-hmm. I think it's cool. Are you living off your land too? Like you pick all your food and you kill your animals? Sorry.
Oh, I kill them. I kill them for fun. No, I do kill them regularly.
You don't even eat them. You just kill. You massacre chickens and then bury them in a mass grave.
I like to watch them suffer. No, I regularly.
You're Pol Pot to chickens.
Just a big
I eat my chickens. I eat my goats. I go out hunting. There's deer in the bush, and I go out hunting for those things. We grow a bunch of veggies out of our feces, like I said before.
Okay, you don't have to. You don't have to keep bringing that up. Don't bring that up when people are eating either. Okay.
That's
from my feces. No. You know, you don't want to bring that up.
No.
Not at the table.
No. Okay, good point. But no, we are self-sufficient in many ways. We're solar powered, so we're powered by the sun, which is challenging in a small town that has not much sunshine. There's a little bit of rain here now and again. But yeah, we're solar powered. We're on Starlink. So Elon Musk is my best friend. I'm going to name drop that as well.
Oh, good. That won't make you any enemies. Hey, I don't know if you get the news much where you are, Riley, but you might want to ease up. Name drop the Pokemon character a little more than Elon. That'd be
my uncle. Pokemon? Did he say Pokemon?
He certainly did.
He said Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's Pokemon.
Oh, my God.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah.
Haven't, Riley.
Thanks, Riley.
Yeah,
thanks for covering.
Come on, Riley.
Oh, and don't act like you've never heard someone say Pokemon. I was born in Alabama, and we call it Pokemon.
How do you think Pokemon came about? Pokemon met Pokewoman, and they made Pokemon.
Exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Finally. Well, listen, Riley, it was wonderful talking to you, and I would love to get out your way sometime. I may come in a helicopter, and it may be a helicopter that's quite large and has just a massive bathroom in it, air conditioning, a wet bar, and a dining room. And I'll stay for 10 minutes. But... But I'm definitely coming. Okay, Riley?
Okay, that's great. I'll make the bed for you now. But yeah, it's been a real privilege. You guys are incredible at what you do.
Oh, thank you.
I love you with all my heart. Oh. And all I need from you is to say I love you back. Maybe all three of you can say I love you, Riley.
We can, sure. One, two, three.
I love you, Riley.
That's made my anniversary. Thank you very much for that.
Well, we haven't had the quarter pounder with cheese yet.
Oh, that's for the 10-year, friend. That's for the 10-year.
Today it's just fries and a Diet Coke. All right, Riley, you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Thanks, bye, guys.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf. We'll
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.